Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. I want to let you know about an important date that's fast approaching. The annual Tell Us Something fundraiser will be May 4th and 5th. It is a 24-hour online giving event. For 24 hours, you will be able to directly support the important work of helping storytellers get their stories heard at the live events, via this podcast, and soon at the new Tell Us Something YouTube channel. Mark your calendars for Missoula Gives on May 4th and 5th. Thank you. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on March 21st, 2017 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 8 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Don't Look Back. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Travis Doria and is titled 24 Notes. Thanks for listening.
So I was standing in the back of my high school jazz band class with the rest of the trumpets, and the band director looks up at me and says, Travis, this Friday, to start the pep rally, you are going to play taps. So just 2 days previously, the audiovisual technician at the school was setting up some lights in the auditorium before church that Sunday, and he had fallen from the balcony and unfortunately passed away. They had found him there that Sunday morning. It was a big tragedy for the school. The principal specifically asked for me to play taps to start a pep rally. I know, right? Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, taps is a relatively easy song. It's only 24 notes on a trumpet. You don't even have to use your fingers. It's traditionally played on a bugle. It was originally used in military installations to signify the end of the day, the sun setting, whenever you would lower the flag for the end of the day. And was later adapted to signify the end of a life of a soldier and was played at military funerals. So there's a lot of weight behind this song, and 18-year-old awkward me was destined to do it, I guess. So the band director smartly told me, you know, you're going to do this on Friday, and I said, oh, yeah, I could definitely do that. That's not a problem. Don't worry about it. And he smartly said, okay, play it for us right now. And it was in front of my jazz band, which is like 15 folks, and I was like, yeah, I could play it. And so raise my horn, and I play it poorly at best. Whenever you're holding out long sustained notes, you can really hear whenever you're out of pitch or you miss some, and everybody in the band knew, you know. And so the director said to me, you're really gonna have to practice before Friday before you play it in front of the whole school. And I would have liked to say I practiced more, but I was a senior in high school and there's other things going on. So like that was on Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday I played video games and did some homework, and Thursday I might have practiced a little, but you know, hang out with friends. So Friday rolls along and I'm under practice and, you know, slightly nervous, but this is happening. It's going down. For pep rallies, I think it was the homecoming game. They generally let everybody out the last two periods for class. So everybody's in a great mood, and my entire school is filtering out into our huge bleachers. We just got, a year or two before that, these huge three-story bleachers. And just as a reference, my home county in Maryland that I grew up in has the same population as the state of Montana. Yeah, so there's like over 2,000 plus students there that day. And, you know, it's Friday, everyone's excited. I'm excited about the football game, so everyone's feeling jubilant and sitting in the stands, and I'm standing on the sideline with my trumpet and warming up and standing with the band director, and he's like, all right, you're going to walk out whenever they call you, and which I don't know when that's going to be. You know, the MC comes on for the pep rally and gets everyone ready, and they're like, who's ready for the homecoming game tonight? And everyone's like, yeah, woo! We're going to beat Northwest tonight. And everyone's like, yeah, woo! And he goes, and now to honor the memory of John Horvat, here is Travis Doria to play taps. And everyone goes dead silent. And I had no idea it was coming, so there's nothing I can do at that point. It's happening, so I take my trumpet and I walk out the 20-yard line. I walk past the big 2-0 up to the hash mark. Turn around and point my bell towards the center of the bleachers. And people later asked me if I was nervous going up there. And it wasn't really nerves, but, you know, I knew this was going to happen and I had to do it. So whether or not it went well, it was happening. I was here. I take my bell, look at my entire student body, point it towards the center of the crowd. Da 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 da. And I thought of a lot of ways it could have gone and a lot of different things that could have gone wrong. But the one thing I didn't consider is that after playing a solo by myself in the middle of the field in front of all these people, is that nobody claps. It's just me still in the center of the field. And everyone's like, and so I just run off the field. I just get off the field. And the band director says, good job. And one of the two other people say, good job. But, you know, I kind of left not feeling much of anything. It was, you know, it's done. And then we had the pep rally. And I didn't really know how to feel until the next day. I got to my English class and I was greeted at the door by my English professor. And he profusely thanked me. He said, oh, Travis, thank you so much for doing that yesterday. That was so great. And I'm so glad you did that. That was so great for Mr. Horvat. Thank you. Thank you. And so I felt awkward for that because I kind of taken myself out of that and stopped thinking of it. And so I felt awkward and I was like, okay, I just want to just sit. And so I sat in my chair. Then whenever the bell rings and everybody's there, he then forces the entire class to applaud for me. And they're like, oh, tell Travis how good of a job he did. Yeah. And so I just like sink in my chair and want to disappear and just felt awkward about the situation. But what I didn't realize is that it took me several years to realize is that the whole playing of taps and that whole story isn't really about me and what I did. It was about a tragic loss that we as a school, we lost our audiovisual technician, John Horvat, who is a member of the community. He made sure that the gears of the school always turned well with his prowess. Large showings of grief are rare, and I think it was pretty admirable that the entire student body took, you know, 30 seconds before a pep rally to recognize that. With that, the story is for him. Thank you all.
Thanks, Travis. Travis Doria moved across the country to Missoula just 2 years ago. He is enjoying the Montana lifestyle after growing up in Maryland and living in the great state of West Virginia for 8 years. He was lucky enough to convince his amazing wife, Rachel, to move to Montana with him. They now live on the south side of town with their cat, Herbert. Travis works as a forensic chemist in town and has no experience writing or telling stories. He listens to plenty of storytelling podcasts, which is kind of the same thing. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat offers a unique dining experience centered on local, house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, The Good Food Store supports the local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates 4 radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at enlightenlab.com. That's ENLYTENLAB.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana, that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Angela Miller, Travis Doria, Sam Martinich, George DiGiorgio, me, Mark Moss, Brad Cederberg, Bob Zimmerino, and Colin Hickey. The next Tell Us Something event is in Helena, Montana, at Free Ceramics on Thursday, April 6th. The theme is The First Time. Tickets are on sale now at tellussomething.org. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Remember, your story matters.